Savor the Chills going on. We've got downtown business director, executive director, Danielle.
Danielle Hanneman. Hi, welcome to the show, Danielle.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited and gearing up for Savor the Chill tomorrow.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good event, as per usual. This is not the first time around, but the first time since you're the executive director taking things over. So congratulations on your new role. But looks like the venues are lined up and you have a lot of interesting, I guess, menus on the item this time around.
For sure, yeah. It's actually the 19th annual Savor the Chill, which is pretty amazing, and I'm so happy that I'm leading this one this year. It's super excited. We do have 13 restaurants that are participating in there, which is the most that we've had in a couple of years. And yeah, the menus look amazing. It is on our social media and our website as well if you did want to check it out.
Which we will add to our morning show blog. I know Paul, the intern, is going to be, he's already busy at that, right?
It's yeah, he's been a busy guy.
So he's joining the show as well this morning. But looking at some of the soups and stuff that are able to, Bourbon Street has one there, broccoli and cheddar. There's flavor for every palate by the sounds of it. And they're stepping up their game because it's a competition as well, right?
It is a competition, so there is going to be a Judge's Choice Award and a People's Choice Award. So there is going to be QR codes set up at every restaurant so people can vote for their favorite restaurant. And we have 5 judges this year that are going to be participating and voting for their favorite as well.
And also, can I ask you, Danielle, just about this $50 gift card that people can win downtown. What is that about?
For sure. So we kind of just want to share and make memories. So if you take a picture, hashtag Savor the Chill, and you can win a $50 gift card for the downtown district.
So you're encouraging people to bring their own spoons to cut down on the waste. So if they have a unique spoon, that you're also encouraging people to take a picture of a shot of that as well, right?
Exactly, yeah. Take a picture of your spoon. We are encouraging people. There is lots of soup sold that day, and if we gave out every spoon, there'd be lots of spoons. So if you can bring your own spoon, it would be appreciated.
And how much is it? Is it around like $3, you said?
Yep, it's $3 for a 4-ounce cup of soup.
Nice. Ooh. So do you discourage people from bringing like a really big spoon, such as a paddle or something like that?
You can bring whatever spoon that you like.
No restrictions there.
No restrictions.
That would be a unique sized spoon. Where did you get that thing? But anyways, that's just part of what's going on. What time do things get underway tomorrow?
Yeah, so at 12 o'clock, everything is starting. We are going to have actual fire tables set up to kind of warm people up. I know it is looking like it will be a cold day. So we have 5 fire tables set up within the downtown with seating, so you can kind of grab your soup and relax on one of those chairs. And yeah, it goes on from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
Fantastic. So we will add this to our morning show blog, but the weather-wise actually looks cooperative. It's going to start out to be cool because overnight down to minus 18, but with the pots going on, with the soup warming up in the morning, tomorrow we're on our way to minus 6, so a much better day in store than the overnight for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be great, and there is also Moira Magic going on the riverfront. So if you come downtown and you're finished with Savor the Chill, check that out. There is snow lanterns built as well for your enjoyment.
No, that's fantastic, Danielle. I know you're a very busy person. You've got a few more things coming up in the works, but obviously the big one tomorrow. What else is coming up for downtown BIA?
Yeah, so the next event is Spring into Treasure, which is a family-friendly event. It's a kids' scavenger hunt within the downtown. And then after that, it would be Downtown at Dusk, which is June 23rd, which is going to be our big summer solstice event.
Well, that's fantastic. Executive Director Danielle Hanneman?
Hanneman.
I'm so sorry, Danielle. But looking forward to getting down to Savor the Chill tomorrow downtown Belleville. All the best with the event. And look forward to seeing all these pictures pop up on our social medias tomorrow.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.